Chapter 9. Then Ezra went out and went from the court of the temple to the chamber of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib, and spent the night there. He did not eat bread or drink water, for he was mourning over the great iniquities of the multitude. So a proclamation was made throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all who had returned from exile that they should assemble at Jerusalem. And anyone who failed to meet there within 2 or 3 days, in accordance with the decision of the presiding elders, their livestock would be seized for sacrifice, and the men themselves expelled from the multitude of those who had returned from the captivity. Then the men of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within 3 days. This was on the 20th day of the 9th month. And the entire multitude sat down in the plaza before the temple, shivering because of the bad weather that prevailed. Then Ezra stood up and said to them,
"You have broken the law by marrying foreign women, and so have increased the sin of Israel. Now then, make confession and give glory to the Lord God of our fathers, and do His will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from your foreign wives."
Then all the multitude shouted and cried with a loud voice,
"We will do as you have said, but the multitude is great and it is winter, and we are not able to stand in the open air. This is not a work we can do in 1 day or 2, for we have sinned too greatly in these things. So let the leaders of the multitude stay, and let all those in our settlements who have foreign wives come at the designated time, along with the elders and judges of each place, until the wrath of the Lord turns away from us on account of this matter."
Jonathan, son of Asahel, and Yaziah, son of Tikva, approved of this matter. And Meshulam and the Levite, Shabbatai, served with them as judges. And those who had returned from exile acted in accordance with all this. Then Ezra the priest chose for himself the chief men of their ancestral houses, all of them by name. And on the new moon of the 10th month, they met together in closed session to investigate the matter. And the cases of the men who had foreign wives lasted until the new moon of the 1st month. Of the priests, those who were brought in and discovered to have foreign wives were: of the sons of Yeshua, son of Jozadak, and his brethren: Maaseiah, Eliezer, Yareb, and Yodan. They pledged themselves to put away their wives and to offer rams in expiation of their error. Of the sons of Immer: Hanani, and Zebadiah, and Maaseiah, and Shumaiah, and Yahiel, and Azariah. Of the sons of Pasher: Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, and Nathanuel, and Jozabad, and Elisa. And of the Levites: Jozabad, and Shimei, and Kaleah, who was Kalita, and Petuhiah, and Judah, and Eliezer. Of the temple singers: Eliashib, and Zachar. Of the gatekeepers: Shalom and Telem. Of Israel: of the sons of Parosh: Ramiah, Isaiah, Melchiah, Mileos, and Eleazar, and Asabiah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, and Zechariah, Yahiel, and Abdi, and Yeremoth, and Eliah. Of the sons of Zattu, Eliadiah, Eliashib, Othoniah, Yeremoth, and Zabad, and Zeraliah. Of the sons of Bebai, Yahohanan, and Hananiah, and Zadbai, and Emathai. Of the sons of Benai, Ulam, Malak, Adaiah, Yashub, and Yishiel, and Yeremoth. Of the sons of Adai, Lathos, and Mosiah, Lachin, and Naadis, and Beskaspasmus, and Zathel, and Belnuai, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Hanan, Elioda, and Asaiah, and Melchiah, and Sabaiah, and Simeon Cosimaeus. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, and Mathatha, and Zabad, and Eliphelet, and Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Benai, Yeremai, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Mamdai, and Padea, and Anos, Carabasian, and Enosabos, and Mante-Nimoth, Eliashib, Binuai, Edialei, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathaniah. Of the sons of Ezora, Sheshai, Azarel, Azahel, Shemaiah, Shemariah, Yosef. Of the sons of Nebo, Yael, Zabad, Yadai, Yoel, and Benaiah. All these had married foreign women, and they dismissed them together with their children. The priests and the Levites and the Israelites settled in Jerusalem and in the country. On the new moon of the seventh month, when the sons of Israel were in their settlements, the whole multitude gathered with one accord in the plaza before the east gate of the temple. They requested Ezra, the priest and reader, to bring out the law of Moses that had been given by the God of Israel. So on the new moon of the seventh month, Ezra, the high priest, brought the law for the entire multitude to hear, including the men and women and all the priests. And he read aloud in the plaza before the temple gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of both men and women. And all the multitude gave attention to the law. Ezra, the priest and reader of the law, stood on the wooden platform that had been prepared. And beside him, on his right, stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Azariah, Uriah, Hezekiah, and Baalsamus. And on his left stood Padeah, Mishael, Melchiah, Lothasabus, Nabariah, and Zechariah. Then, in the sight of the multitude, Ezra took up the book of the law in his hands, for he was seated in the place of honor in the presence of all. When he opened the law, everyone stood erect. And Ezra blessed the Lord God Most High, the God of hosts, the Almighty. And the multitude answered,
Amen!
they lifted up their hands and fell to the ground and worshiped the Lord. Yeshua and Ananiah and Sherebiah, Yamin, Akub, Shabbathai, Hodiah, Maanus, and Kalita, Azariah and Yozabad, Hanan, Peleah, the Levites, taught the law of the Lord, at the same time explaining what was read. Then the governor said to Ezra, the high priest and reader, and to the Levites who were teaching the multitude, with regard to all,
"This day is holy to the Lord."
Now they were weeping as they heard the law.
"So go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to those who have none. For the day is holy to the Lord. And do not be sorrowful, for the Lord will exalt you."
The Levites commanded all the people, saying,
"This day is holy. Do not be sorrowful."
Then they all went their way to eat and drink and enjoy themselves, and to give portions to those who had none, and to make a great rejoicing, because they were inspired by the words in which they had been taught. And they assembled.